Notice the movement of the abdominal muscles. Notice the breath. Relax your abdomen with each time, with each breath as you breathe out. Now pay attention to your shoulders and both arms. Breathing in, gently lift the shoulders. As you breathe out, drop them and relax. Let them become lighter. Relax your shoulders. Whenever the body relaxes, the mind naturally slows down. So in preparation for good meditation, you always try to get the body into a relaxed state. So breathe out, relax your hands as you breathe out. Feel your fingers and palms. Each time you breathe out, visualize they become lighter, they relax. Relax. Turn the attention to your face. Your eyelids are gently closed. As you breathe in, feel the facial muscles. Breathe out, relax. You can even pay attention to your eyes. As you breathe out, relax them. Relax your eyes. Now breathing in, following the breath to the center of your chest. Observing the rhythmic rising and falling of your chest. Allow the body to relax each time you breathe out. Now breathe in, feel the body, and as you breathe out, pay attention to the whole body. Notice how the body relaxes. Allow the body to relax with each breath as you breathe out. So when you breathe in, follow the breath to the center of your chest. Notice the chest muscles, how they rise and the lungs get expanded. When you breathe out, pay attention to your body and think, my body is relaxed, and feel the whole body. My body is relaxed. Let it become lighter. My body is relaxed. So each out-breath, your attention is with the body. From now on, Every breath you take in and take out is taken consciously. You practice Anapanasati, awareness of in-breath and out-breath. When you breathe in, feel the sensation of the movement of your breath. It helps in the beginning if you feel that in-breath slows down your mind and out-breath relaxes your body. In-breath, the mind becomes calm. Out-breath, the body relaxes. Without letting the mind wander into the past or the future, keep your attention on your breath. Breathing in, calm. Breathing out, relaxed. Breathing in, mind slows down. Breathing out, the body becomes lighter. Practice Anapanasati this way for a few minutes. Whenever the mind wanders away, pay attention to your state of mind. Mind naturally wanders away. Don't consider it as a distraction. You pay attention, bring it back to your breath. Be conscious of your breathing again. Continue your practice. While meditating, everything you experience is part of your practice. So do not consider anything to be a distraction. The feelings in your body, thoughts in your mind, sounds or external distractions, all are part of your practice. You are fully present. You experience them and they simply pass through you. You are not reacting. You are not getting involved. But you are so deeply connected or conscious of the flow of your breath. Each breath is a conscious breath. Each breath is taken mindfully. Each moment is a peaceful moment. If the mind gets too distracted by wandering thoughts, think only these two words, breathing in, calm, breathing out, relax. Breathing in, mind is calm. Breathing out, the body is relaxed. Now, while breathing in peacefully and consciously, you're going to do some new practice of samatha bhavana, a selective positive thinking. Selective, conscious thinking. Breathing in to the center of your chest. As you practice samatha, we choose three words. Kindness, love, and patience. We are going to think, feel, reflect, and experience these words as a way of enriching, enhancing, nurturing these virtues within you. So breathing in, following the breath into the center of your chest. Bring in a gentle smile if it helps. Think to yourself, may I be kind. May I be kind. Recognize the potential to be kind is within you always. You can access it anytime. Whenever you experience kindness, you experience happiness. Kindness heals you, and kindness heals others. So breathing into your heart, recognize this strength within you, this wealth within you. May I be kind. Keep repeating that, knowing that you are a kind person, a kind-hearted person within you. You get disconnected from kindness only when you get distracted emotionally. Only when you get lost in negative emotions, only when the mind gets lost in chaos, otherwise kindness is there within you. Kindness heals. Kindness brings happiness to you. When you're kind, you're attractive. When you are unkind, you are not attractive. So recognize this wonderful nature within you. Wonderful strength within you, and make a commitment to nurture that. Bring it out into your day as many times as you can. Knowing that this is, as you practice it, is practicing Dhamma. And living a wholesome life. And as we breathe in consciously and mindfully, breathing in to your heart. Again, gentle smile so that your energy can shift and the body can relax. You can think to yourself, I'm a loving person. I'm a loving person. A metta. A genuine interest in the happiness of yourself and others. The power within you to be a purely loving person, a loving human being. I'm a loving person. You accept that loving nature within you. You feel that loving nature within you. Often we forget because we are lost in the disappointments and expectations, especially with our worldly and material things. And we distant ourselves without knowing from the virtues in our heart, and life becomes painful and difficult. So breathing in, I'm a loving person. Accept the loving nature within you. Breathing in, keep repeating. That is how it works. Your thoughts, as they become clear, your intention, as it becomes strong, your personality changes. These virtues get established within you. It becomes easier to access them, to connect with them, experience them. That is what Buddha teaches us as we teach us metta. Breathing in, I'm a loving person. I accept loving nature within me. And keep a smile on your face if possible. Keep the body relaxed and light. I am a patient person. I am patient. Breathing in. Impatience causes suffering. Impatience brings the worst of us out. Impatience is destructive. So breathing in, recognize that you have power within you to be a patient person, to slow down, pay attention, and respond thoughtfully. Breathing in and out, I'm a patient person. Patient person. When you are patient, you help others to heal. When you are impatient, you can hurt others. It happens to us all the time, including myself. So breathing in, following the breath to the center of your chest. With each breath, I want you to count three breaths. First breath, kindness. The second breath, love. Third breath, patience. I want you to begin to believe that you can access them anytime you want. And each thought strengthen, nurture these virtues. Practice anapanasati. But each breath has a thought. Three breath. First, kindness, breathing in, breathe out consciously. Second breath, love, metta, or loving kindness. Third breath, patience. I want you to see very clearly that these powerful positive words can nurture you, heal you, and bring the best of you out. Now consciously, you can bring your palms together, place them in the center of your chest. Feel a peaceful connection with your heart. Know that beneath the side of your thumbs, you have this wealth. As you breathe in, you feel that you have that connection within you. You have that connection with you. Relax as you breathe out. And remind yourself your practice, your spiritual journey is about transforming your mind and reaching the strength, the wisdom, energy, the beauty, the positive power in your heart. That is the Buddha's teaching. So breathing in mindfully and peacefully. Feel empowered that you're willing to do, you want to continue to these three virtues in your life. May you succeed in becoming a better human being. May you continue to grow spiritually. May you be well and happy. Bhavatu sabha mangalam. Rakkhantu sabha devata. Sabha buddhanu bhavena. Sada sotti bhavantu te. Bhavatu sabha mangalam. Rakkhantu sabha devata. Sabha dhammanu bhavena. Sada sotti bhavantu te. Bhavatu sabha mangalam. Rakkhantu sabha devata. Sabha sanghanu bhavena. Sada sotti bhavantu te. Abhivadana silisa nichang buddha pachayino. Chattaru dhamma vadhanti ayuvanno sukham balam ayurarogya sampatti sagga sampatti mevachet atho nibbana sampatti iminate samichetu sadhu sadhu.